Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy! Well, it's about time for the annual Mystic Nights of the Sea Lodge Hall outing, the yearly boat trip to Hendricks Hudson Island. With the trip only a few days away, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, and her mother are looking over the album of pictures they took on the last outing.
Here's a good picture. Look at this one. Ah, is that cute?
Oh, look, Joyce, this was taken right on the beach of the island.
Yeah, it's a picture of that wheel that washed up.
Yeah, that's a... Wait a minute, Baldy, that's me.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah, I got my monsters mixed up there, didn't I? The one with the fins is the wheel, I remember that.
Never mind, never you mind. Look at this snapshot here.
Oh, George, it's you. With the Hudson River behind you.
Yeah. Look at them bow legs.
I don't have no bow legs.
Oh, no? In this picture, you straddled that river like the George Washington Bridge.
Watch that tackle there, Mama. Somebody liable to come along and slip an egg under you. What is this picture here?
Oh, that's one of the games we played. There's that young widow Jackson finishing the 100-yard dash.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I never seen a gal run that fast in my life. Suppose we didn't find out till later that Andy was chasing her, though, isn't he?
Oh, I bet we'll have even a bigger and better outing this year.
Wait a minute now. After last year's clam big, I think we done called off the future Tormain Festival.
Why, what are you talking about, George? The outing is set for next Sunday, and I want you to hire the boat today.
Yeah, the same one we got last year, the Mariposa.
Yes, George, and you better stock up on the food and the soft drinks and everything.
Now, wait a minute, hold it there. Where are we getting the money for all these gay doings?
Why, George, after we had that wrap for the outing fund, we collected over $500. You have it in the Lodge Hall safe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I had it there. Got it locked right in there, don't I?
Everybody's looking forward to it. The members, the women's auxiliary, everybody. Just think what it would be like if we didn't have the money down there in the Lodge safe. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it sure would be, yeah.
Kingfish, you mean to say that you done spent the money the brothers collected for the outing? There ain't no money to hire a boat or nothing.
Well, I'll send it to you. How'd it happen, Mander? Yeah. When the money come in for the outing, I put it in the safe. But then something happened. I took a little out, but I put a little back in. The next time, I took more out than I put back in. Well, the inning and the outing been going on since January. There's more outing than inning, so the outing ain't in. That's all right.
In other words, between your in and out, and the out and is out, huh?
Yeah, that's the gist of it there. You got a pretty good plan. Yeah,
well, you better do something, though. All the members is counting on this boat trip.
Well, I was thinking of using the money from the insurance fund for the outing fund. But I'd already done used the money from the insurance fund to replace the welfare fund that I used to make up the deficit for the health fund. You see what I mean?
Well, why don't you fall back on the sinking fund?
Well, I've been doing a little till-tapping there, too, ain't it? If I falls back on that, I can land on $1.38, I can tell you.
Well, what are you going to do, Kingfish?
Well, I done merged all the funds, including the bonds and the $10,000 indenture, and I done managed to scrape up $200. I just have to swing the boat trip on debt some way.
Yeah, but the boat company wants $350 for the Mariposa. You can't afford the boat, and you ain't got nothing to buy the food and the soft drinks with.
Well, I figure I can work that out, Andy. Now, I think we could get a cheaper boat and then cut the drink and the food expense to the bone.
Oh, how are you going to do that now, King?
Now, well, I done looked up the tide schedule for tomorrow, and we is in for a pretty high tide and some ground swell. So there ain't no use overbuying on the food. Most of the brothers going to be upset by all the rocking and rolling, so Yeah,
but listen, Kingfish, them brothers paid their money. They ain't gonna let a little thing like rolling around the deck in agony stop them from stuffing themselves, are they?
Well, it's gonna slow them down a little bit anyway now. Besides that, I got another angle. Last year, we spent $35 alone on hot dogs. I think we can cut that to the bone, too.
Yeah, how you gonna do that?
Well, now, here is the plan, Ender. I'm gonna put you down in the galley of the ship cooking.
Yeah.
Now, if any of the brothers manages to stagger down the stairway there for the hot dog, here's what you do. When you serve the dog, you reaches for the mustard stick with your right hand, and you palms the hot dog out of the roll with your left.
Yeah, but even with the boat rocking, the brothers is going to know if they ate a hot dog or not, ain't they?
Well, that's where the mustard comes in. We is going to use hot English mustard, and we're going to load it with horseradish. And between the mustard and the horseradish, their gums are going to be so numb, they ain't going to know what happened to them.
Listen, you mean that you was going to serve the whole 30 brothers and their wives with one hot dog?
No, we better get two in case the first one gets tatted up a little bit. Now, the next thing is the potato salad.
Yeah.
Now, we done got 8 gallons last year. I think we can get along with 2 quarts this time.
Now, wait a minute. Well, how are you going to do that? I ain't going to palm no potato salad, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to look at. We follow the same principle that we done with the mustard. Might make a slight change in the recipe. Now, instead of using vinegar, we're going to cut the stuff with energine.
Yeah, well, that'll take care of that, all right. Now, what about the soft drink?
Now, listen, Andy, by the time they get through fighting the mustard and the energy, and they ain't going to be in no shape for no soft drink. I think we can cover that situation with 4 gallons of cold water and a lemon.
Well, I hope it works out for your sake.
Then we go down to the dock and rent ourselves a cheaper boat than the Mariposa. We can find a good boat down there.
Well, it better work, because if the brothers find out about you tapping the Alton Fund, they ain't going to like it very well.
You don't think they'd resort to violence, do you?
Well, I don't know. They kind of got it in for you. Special over that little incident over the burial fund last year.
They mad about that, huh?
Yeah. The burial fund included a bronze casket, and it didn't set too well with some of the brothers lowering Brother Simpson into the ground in that second-hand cedar chest.
You think they're going to take action, huh?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Kingfish. Unless you come up with that boat trip, you're going to end up just as moth-proof as Brother Simpson was.
Oh, yeah. Them pleasure boats tied up down here at the dock, all right.
Yeah. Say, there's a nice sailboat.
Sailboat, Ender? That's what they call a sloop.
How can you tell it's a sloop?
By the rear deck, Ender. A sloop always has a troop to the poop.
Well, hey, what's that one over there, that big one?
That's what they call a twin focusle or brigantine.
Tell me where the focusle is.
Oh, you can't see a focusle, Ender. Focusle's like a diesel engine, only more powerful, you see.
Well, if we're going to rent a boat, I'm glad you know so much about them. Hey, there's a boat we might be able to afford. Focus with your eyes on that over there, look.
Yeah, that's about a 40-footer, the Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty name. Ought to get about 25 or 30 of the brothers and the wives on that thing.
Yeah, the Mary Ellen. Kind of weather-beaten, but it might do. Hey, look like a sailor sitting there on the deck.
Yeah, you look like one of them real old salts, all right. Let's ask him about renting the boat. Let me do the talking, though, Andy. You got to speak their language or the fellow will jip you every time.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Ahoy there, mate.
Ahoy yourself.
By the clouds, I'd say the wind was northwest by a quarter west off the larboard quarter.
By my nose, I'd say it's dead south off the fish market.
You a sailor?
They call me the Old Salt.
Well, look, Mr. Old Salt, is the boat Mary Ellen for rent?
Tain't.
Well, we just wanted to go up to Henry Hudson Island for a day.
Still tain't.
We'd pay $150 for it.
Maybe it is.
Well, is it or tain't it?
That's 150 cash?
Yeah.
It is.
Then we can have it for tomorrow?
That's right.
Just one more thing, Will we have any trouble sailing this thing?
Won't have no trouble sailing this boat.
Fine. We'll take it for the day.
And by the way, we want to do some cooking on it. Has it got a stove and all that?
Humdinger of a stove down in the galley.
Mm-hmm. Then it's a deal.
No, it ain't.
Here's your money right here.
Tis.
Fine. We'll be down the first thing in the morning with 30 brothers and their wives.
She'll be right here waiting for you.
Fine. See you then, mister. See you then. Come on.
Hi, Tom. How'd the fishing go on the old Mary Ellen today? Catch anything?
Couple of suckers. Rented in this old tub for a day's outing up to Hendrick Hudson Island.
Rented this thing? Do they know anything about it?
Nope.
Well, why didn't you tell them it ain't your boat? But the former owner abandoned it. The motors was pulled out years ago and the bottom's all caved in, and when high tide comes in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, it'll be 5 feet underwater. Why didn't you tell them that?
Didn't ask me.
Boy, it's so chilly down here at this dock early in the morning, ain't it, Kingfish?
Yeah, Andy, a 6:45. The brother will be arriving on the boat here in about an hour. I was just thinking, Andy, we don't know too much about boats. It might be a good idea if you and me went down below and got the motor started, kind of get our hands in, you know?
Yeah, get the motor started. That's a good idea. Yeah, I think the motor ought to be down the stairs here.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. On a boat, you don't call it stairs. You call it scuttlebutt.
Oh. Well, let's scuttle ourselves down there.
Careful there, Andy. It's low here now. Watch your head on the beam.
What beam?
Ow.
Those beams.
There's a stove. Here's a stove here. This must be the galley.
The engine must be back here. Yeah, there's a sign on the door, the engine room. Open it up there, Andy.
Wow, it's dark in here.
Yeah, well, light a match so we can see the motor there.
Yeah,
that's better.
No, it ain't. I still can't see the motor.
Wait a minute, Jenny. Hold the match there so we can all see. Yeah, it's got to be around here somewhere.
No
fellow would have rented us a boat without a motor, would he?
No, Kingfish, that sort of thing is your racket. If the engine ain't in the engine room, I don't know where else the engine could be.
Well, now, look, Andy, this is the atomic age, boy. This is the 20th century here.
It is, huh?
Yeah, everything is condensed. Yeah, the motor must be tucked away somewhere in the boat here.
Oh, yeah.
All we got to do is find it. Now, let's start looking for it. Come on, let's go and look for it.
Oh, listen, Kingfish, I am tired. We done searched this boat for the last half hour. The only thing we done found was a rusty anchor chain, old pair of dungarees, and a dead mackerel. The closest thing we found to any kind of propulsion was when I sat down and that crab bit me.
Well, not just panicking right away. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do, Andy. We are here in the back of the boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the propeller shaft coming in.
That's right, Andy. Now, the thing for us to do is to follow that propeller shaft, of course. There's got to be a motor on the end of it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand on the thing here and follow the thing.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of crawl along here. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Wait a minute. I come to the end of the shaft.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah. Now, we'll light a match in and see if there's anything there.
Yeah.
Find anything in it?
Yeah, it's a tag.
A tag? What do it say?
Motor condemned by U.S. Coast Guard and removed July 1926.
Andy, that old salt done jipped us. He knew this boat didn't have no motor in it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, Kingfish? The brothers will be here in 10 or 15 minutes ready to sail.
Well, I tell you what, Andy. We're going to have to fool them. Now, look here. If we can keep the brothers and their wives all jolly and happy here on the dock, make them think that we got a big party going, why, they'll never miss a trip at all, you see?
Yeah, that's right. If you can get them whooping it up enough, it just might work. But if it don't, boy, and anything else go wrong, it's going to be the end of you.
Well, now, listen, Andy, what else can go wrong?
Well, I don't know. But if anything else happens on this boat, I got an idea them brothers is going to make mutiny on the Bounty look like a Sunday school picnic.
Oh, no. Whoop it up, happy, happy. Fresh air and sunshine, jolly, jolly. Oh, with a bounding mane and all that stuff.
Hey, is that law?
Yes, Mama dear.
This boat ain't bad, but when is we getting started for the island?
Yes, George. Some of the brothers and their wives is getting impatient.
Yeah, well, we get moving soon. We're having a little motor trouble. Having a little trouble getting it started.
Oh, is the motor missing?
Yeah, you might say it was, yeah.
Another thing, George, I done had 6 hot dogs and I'm still hungry.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that right away, Mama. Let's have a nice party here now, folks. Be happy, be jolly. Ha, 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 ha.
Let's get some action here.
Yeah, we're going to get action here.
Hey, Kingfish. Kingfish, I won't speak to you. Mm-hmm. The brothers has been complaining about the hot dogs.
Yeah, well, I knew, Andy. I prepared for that emergency. I done took the precaution of buying 3 dozen hot dogs extra. To give the brothers a fair shake, you might start slipping a hot dog in every other row, you see.
Well, I'm glad you got some new hot dogs. The one I've been palming is getting all wore out. My skin is hanging off that thing like a peeled banana.
What happened to the thing, Andy?
Well, I served the hot dog to that Mrs. DePeister. She's got them buck teeth, and she snapped at it before I could palm the roll. I want to tell you something. That poor hot dog took kind of a beating when I had to pry her pivot tooth out of it.
Do the best you can, Andy. Get back in the galley there, and I'll keep things started up. Hello there, folks. Come on, let's have it. Let's have some fun, you. Oh, that's a gay time. A sailor's place for me. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It's a sailor's place for me.
Kingfish, I want a word with you.
Oh, Calhoun, what is the trouble?
On behalf of the grievance committee, I've got some complaints on the conduct of this here boat trip.
Yeah, but what's the matter?
I got the complaints all writ up here in legal fashion.
Yeah, read them all.
One, hot dogs. It is hereby alleged that instead of hot dogs, mustard and horseradish is being served. And it is my contention that the fat mustard is a violation of the Pure Food and Drug Act. And the aforementioned horseradish is against the best interest of the brothers' gallbladder.
Well, now, that's all been took care of, Calhoun. We're putting hot dogs in the hot dogs now. That's what we're doing.
Now, two, potato salad. It is hereby alleged that some inflammable substance is being introduced into the potato salad. As evidence of this, Brother Higgins dropped a lighted cigar on his plate and is now suffering from third-degree burns.
Throw it on the bus.
Yes, sir. Number three, lemonade. This alleged beverage, upon being analyzed, was not only found to be lemonless, but contained several foreign objects, to wit, 4 bobby pins, a key strainer, a golf ball, and an unidentified toupee. Hey, Kingfish, some of the brothers had an awful time drinking that stuff.
You mean to say a toupee and a lemonade?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what happened to Mama's poodle cut, huh? Well, I'm going to have Andy throw in another lemon in there, boy, and that's going to spice the whole thing up.
And furthermore, the grievance committee complained that the brothers paid for an alleged boat trip, and there is further holes that...
George, come here.
Okay, Sapphire.
I want to show you something.
You have acted in bad faith. You done promised us a trip to the island, and no such trip has been forthcoming. They further maintain that you... Now, that's funny. If I've been talking to this smokestack all this time.
What's this you want to show me, Sapphire?
Look there, George. Look over the side of the boat there.
Yeah, the water's come up quite a bit, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, that just means that the tide is coming in.
I know, George, but when the tide comes in, the boat should go up with it. George Stevens, there's something wrong here. This boat ain't floating.
What's he talking about? It's a wooden boat, ain't it? Why wouldn't it float? The only reason it wouldn't float if it had a hole in the, excuse me.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to holler down to Andy in the galley. Andy! You down there?
Yeah.
A funny thing, Andy, the tide is coming in up here.
Funny thing, it's coming in down here, too.
Is it rising fast?
I think so. It just put the stove out in the galley.
Holy smoke, there must be a hole down there. You think it's small enough to plug up?
I don't think so. School of Mackerel just swum in here with me.
Well, get out of there fast, Andy. Get out. Oh, me, look at the water. They're starting to come over the sides of the boat.
George, what's going on here?
Well,
George, what are we going to do? The deck is getting flooded.
Kingfish, you better get these people off this boat and get them off here quick, too.
You're in charge. Do something, George. What's going to happen?
Well, folks, as the captain of the Titanic said, I think we are in for a wet afternoon. Wait a minute now. Quiet, you folks. Quiet. Listen. We all got to go back. We got to go back. We're on the dock safe now. And if you'll just be quiet, the Kingfish has something to say.
Don't let him say nothing. Let me at him. I'll plug him in the nose.
Blast his eyes out.
Wait a minute. Calm down. Now listen, folks. I'm going to talk to you like that great brother that belongs to that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea. I'm going to tell you now that this was all a mistake. My loving children, the fella that rented me this boat, the Mary Ellen, done gypped me. Just think of a man that would do a thing like that to me. It wasn't my fault, but I tell you, I'm going to refund everybody their money. It's costing me a lot, but everybody will get back every cent they paid.
Ooh, well, that's different, Dale.
Now, everybody, here's what we're going to do. Now, here's what I want you to get in the spirit of this thing. Now we're up on the dock here. Let's line up here, and we'll march back to the buses singing the famous Large Hall song. All right, 1, 2, 3, go!
Hail to thee, our mighty Kingfish, royal wave and blue. And the music night for Fendro, let our hearts
to you. Well, Andy, that was a mess yesterday, all right. I sure was lucky that nobody got hurt on that boat leaking like it was, you know?
Oh, yeah, Amos, that was something. But outside of a few wet feet and a couple of cases of ptomaine, there wasn't no real damage.
Yeah, well, it certainly was big of the Kingfish, though, to refund everybody their money back.
Big of him. He had to do it. The brothers would have given him a burial at sea right there at the dock if he didn't. But that was something. That old salt chartering the Kingfish, that no-good boat for $150.
Yeah, well, I guess this will teach the Kingfish a lesson once and for all that it just don't pay to cheat and gyp people, Andy.
Yeah, you're right. I guess he has done learned his lesson.
Oh, yeah, ain't no two ways about that.
Well, there you are, old salt. $250 for chartering me your boat, the Mary Ellen, for a two-day fishing trip. She's a good boat, isn't she, old salt?
Well, I'll tell you, mate, maybe she tills and maybe she tins. I don't know what to say.
Amos and Andy has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.